Hi, it's Casey. Welcome to Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show. Oh my God, I love the show. I know that's a crazy thing to say, right? Because I host it, but I really do love it. Monday, I had a mailbox full of emails, people asking for the books we were giving away last week. That feels wonderful. Keith and Mayapak and Rumana from Wappingers Falls were the winners this time. Random drawing. Please feel free to write in often. And today, I get to introduce you to amazing people who are doing great things in the world.
So just to be able to implant an idea into an adolescent's head can really have an impact. I'm sorry, I feel like I repeat myself. I'm just, Everything comes down to helping people, but You know, that's what it's all about.
You can find him in the Hat Factory in Peekskill. That's Jeff Cobelli of itisgoodforyou.com, who is making documentaries and coaching people to be healthier. You'll meet him soon. And my hope is you'll feel inspired, filled with spirit, and will call me and tell me what wonderful things you're doing in the world. Like supporting a once-a-year event for deserving moms to have a one-day retreat. We start today with Christine Wexler, a professional photographer who specializes in beach photography. Find her work at bramasolephotography.com. Bramasole is Italian for yearn for the sun. Her surf photos are stunning. She's also pretty handy with social media, and she came to find herself helping a nonprofit get seen on the internet. But then something shifted. Listen. See if you can hear it.
Family Ties of Westchester is best described to me as a very unique organization that really helps to really focus on building stronger families, thinking that if you can help build that family unit, it only helps communities become stronger. Really, they create community wherever they go. They do a lot of different programs. We have four centers throughout Westchester County: Peekskill, Mount Vernon, Yonkers, and Ossining. I feel like each center is its own little world. They really have such a network set up in each of these neighborhoods and communities with support groups, advocacy services, early childhood development classes. Parents can come in and feel welcomed, not be uncomfortable with their situation that may be going on at home or concerns they have with their children, and just really feel like there is hope, there is somebody there to work with them.
Okay, so you were brought in as a consultant to help their social media and get them on the map, but it sounds like you fell in love.
I did. You definitely get hooked. That is one of my, I would say, a weakness of mine, but yet it's probably one of my greatest strengths, that if I feel that I can make a difference, my heart just kind of takes over and I'm committed.
So what are you doing for Family Ties now?
Right now, I decided to just really focus on the mom's retreat. When I first learned of the retreat, because of budget cuts, they no longer were putting it on. This year will be the 18th retreat. So they used to do it two times a year, in the fall and in the spring, and then they cut it to one time a year, and then they didn't have it for a couple of years. So when I heard about this, I asked, you know, like, well, how much does it cost to send these moms? And they said, you know, it's anywhere between like, you know, $5,000 to $7,000 to send 50 moms. And I was like, what? I mean, that's to some people one vacation for 1 week, right, for, you know, a small family. And I said, you know what? I think we can do something here and we're going to have this retreat. I started just reaching out, you know, amongst my friends and talking about it and bringing awareness to the retreat itself. And we raised some money and we had the retreat, you know, that June, and it was amazing. I attended it, and that's why I'm here today, is once you meet these mothers and you see the day unfold and the smiles and the happiness, it's just one of the most amazing days. So I photographed that day, being, you know, a photographer. I went with my camera. The images, they just stay with me, and they don't go away. And the people are the most, they're so grateful, so appreciative, and they enjoy every minute of this 24-hour getaway.
Right now, I can't help but have this image that the angels were behind this. They're like, all right, let's lay these little breadcrumbs, and Christine Wexler will get in there as like a consultant for the media, social media, but then, you know, they reel the big fish in, and now you have Moms for Change, Be the Change You Wish to See in the World. So this Moms Retreat is for mothers who go into the office in Peekskill, Mount Vernon, Yonkers, Ossining.
You have to be actively a part of the programs within Family Ties. Mm-hmm. It's a real getaway, but they also want to know that you are dedicated to really putting in the work and doing the best that you possibly can be doing for your family and for yourself. And the retreat is just a bonus that these moms so look forward to. It's once a year now, you know, so they, when they do see each other, it's immediate, you know, reconnecting and just feeling so welcomed and at home and comfortable with, you know, who they are and where they're at. And it's an extremely inspiring day. I mean, I get chills just like talking about it. Mm-hmm. And when you're there, you feel so fortunate to be a part of it and to know these women. These women have inspired me probably more than they could ever know.
And when mom's feeling good, she's better at the helm of the family.
Oh, so. My goodness. That's my mantra is, you know, my time away just makes me better. You know, I come back a better person. Yeah. And that's these moms. We energize them. We heal them, we smile, we laugh, we cry, you know, so many amazing things go on in this quick little 24 hours that they go back home, you know, really feeling strong and empowered and, you know, more capable.
Where do you send them?
So it's up at Clearpool, which is a great facility, really the bare basic, you know, different bunks, and all the moms bring their bedding and all pile in there. We have a quiet bunk and a up late at night bunk, so you can pick which one you fit into. We get to do canoeing, we do yoga outside on the lawn, we do Zumba classes. Last year we were fortunate to have a massage therapist come, and we raffled off a couple of massages that moms were able to go and have a full massage. It's just like a day to be outside and to be, I always like to say, just to be a girl. You kind of drop all of your titles that we all carry of being a mom, being a wife, being a caregiver, guardian. Because some of our moms are actually grandparents, and they are now the caregivers of their children's kids.
Right.
So they are the second time around being a parent again. This last retreat, when I was there, I was standing at the canoe area, and this one mom just looked to me and said, please make sure this happens every year. And when I drove home that night, I was like, there it is. Like, there's my next, on to the next year's retreat. It is so important, and it is so easy to make this happen. You know, that's why I started this campaign this year. I decided to try to do it a little bit differently, and I felt like maybe through the CrowdRise campaign, I could email more people and reach out to more people and really get the word out there to make it happen.
That's Christine Wexler, a professional surf photographer, BrahmaSoleilPhotography.com. But she would love for you to visit CrowdWise.com, Moms for Change 2017, and make a donation so she can keep this Moms Retreat Day going. That's CrowdWise.com, Moms for Change 2017. Hi, it's Casey, introducing you to busy people who have tons of things to do, but always find time to give back. My friend Christina said to me, you should meet Jeffrey Cobelli of itisgoodforyou.com. He's always doing great things. Filmmaker, health coach, volunteer. itisgoodforyou.com tells you about his documentaries and film and PR work, but that's only half the story.
So Good For You Productions is a production company in Peekskill, New York, and we started out really focusing on organizations or people that were having a positive impact, and a lot of our work is in promotional videos or documentary-style videos, either on mission work or nonprofits, or really just people making a difference.
People making a difference, and I think you're one of those people, right?
Thank you.
You've had your own share of doing good. I know you've traveled a bit. Tell me about that.
So I've traveled to, if I can name all the countries, the DR, Dominican Republic, Haiti, Kenya, St. Vincent, and we have plans for future mission work in Cuba and potentially India and places like that. So thank you for thinking that I do some good work. I definitely help in that process, and I'm documenting people because I think it's important to show that there is a lot of good going out there in the world, especially when time, for some people, seem like there are no good people out there.
Right. There are plenty of good people out there.
There are.
Now, what led you to this kind of life of service, I guess you can call it?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of reasons. One, I think that I was raised that way, which is important. You know, there's a saying, if you teach kids when they're younger, you teach them when they're older. And I'm grateful for my parents because I think they just brought me up the right way. I think also, you know, just being a Jesus lover, you know, I think mission work kind of falls into that. And that's not to say that people who are not Christian can't serve, because that's not what these mission trips are about. They're not religious based. They're really just about, like I said before, making a difference. And I think the third reason is, once you see people in despair and people struggling, you almost feel an obligation, and you feel like there is no other choice than to continue to help others.
And, you know, when we say Jesus lover, I don't care what faith you are, or if even if you have no faith whatsoever, just read the words the man said.
You know,
and not a lot of people can argue with anything that the man said.
That I would
said,
agree with.
Right?
Yeah, we get lost in the details about how many years ago and all that stuff. That type of thing is not important to me. But like you said, just listen to the words. And even that, I wouldn't even tell people that they have to be a Jesus lover, but find something that you can have faith in that makes a difference, and just go with that, and it'll lead you to areas that you've never imagined.
Right. Something other than yourself, bigger than yourself, something else. Boy, that is the magic. That is the magic in life.
I definitely have chills right now.
Yeah, you know, I do too. When you put your eyes on something else and say, how can I serve? How can I help? Oh, that's when the good stuff starts flowing. All right, Jeffrey Cobelli. So this is your documentary work and your missionary work. And when we go to your website, itisgoodforyou.com, what do we find there?
Well, you're going to find an array of things. You know, in order to survive, you know, I think when you go to film school and you start making films after college, they don't tell you how to actually be successful and make a business work and pitch projects. So we were forced, in a way, into a situation where we had to work on a lot of different things. So you will see commercials, you will see documentaries, you will see just anything that we can get our hands on, because we do post-production here, we do production, we do a lot of things. My tagline is Vision with Purpose. So I'm always looking to do something that means something. And that's what we're always looking for. So, you know, we like to pick our clients. You know, even on our website, you'll see that when you hire us, you know, your mission becomes our mission, because it all comes back to the same thing. We are here to help other people.
Okay, now you also had, you're a health coach because you had a transformation in that area of your life. Tell us about that.
I lost 65 pounds about 8 years ago under a program called Take Shape for Life. And after people saw the results that I had, people were coming up to me and asking me what I did. Again, I felt it was an obligation, since I discovered something that worked for me, and it may not work for everybody. I wanted to share that with other people. And it's really just a philosophy about the mind, the body, and the soul. So definitely food is a priority for a lot of people, especially when it comes to weight loss. So that program gets people to their goal and then transitions them, you know, into a healthy lifestyle where they can continue on from there. You know, it's a diet program, but we don't want you to stay on the food forever. It's just about getting your life back on track, reaching the goal, and then going from there.
And you've kept off how much for how long?
Oh, my gosh, it's 65 pounds. About 8 or 9 years ago. And the crazy thing about losing that much weight is, when you lose 65 pounds, you know, when you analyze yourself before that, you don't really realize you are carrying 65 pounds.
Yeah, you're like a third grader.
But so now, and I'm glad you said that, because now go ahead and pick up a third grader.
Right.
And you go, wow, he's heavy. Well, you know what? That's what you were carrying around for a long time. And that has negative effects on your body, on your mind, and on your soul.
Right. All right, Take Shape for Life, and you are a health coach in that department.
I am, yeah. I'm actually under a good friend of mine who got me on the program, Dr. J.C. Dornick, who's a chiropractor. And he's also the one who started Chiro Mission, which is the mission work that I really started doing in the DR. So it's just an amazing man, and I'm so grateful that I have someone like that in my life.
What is Chiro Mission?
Chiro Mission is a nonprofit that was started by chiropractors about 15 years ago, and they started serving in the Dominican Republic because there was a chiropractor who got injured while he was there and went to go find a chiropractor, and there was none there. Hence the creation of Chiro Mission. They wanted to offer that island chiropractic work, and that just led into this big organization where we go to the Dominican Republic 3 times a year. I'm on the board now, and we serve. We do much more than chiropractic. You know, we've built an orphanage, we support schools, and we've just donated a lot of time, money, and effort.
All right, so you've got a lot going on. You've got your Cairo mission, you've got your documentary making and your website, and you're also teaching?
Yeah, so I teach with two programs, Arts Westchester and the Picture House. Both of those things are to teach kids the fundamentals of film, ranging from third grade to 12th grade. So I'm all over Lower Westchester teaching, sometimes to schools like Montessori schools, just general public schools, but also some pretty hairy schools like Nelson Mandela High School, which is really, I hate to say it because I hate that this even exists, but troubled youth.
Mm.
And, you know, a lot of those kids in those schools, they don't know what their future entails, and they don't know that they have a lot of possibilities.
Right.
So it's exciting for me to introduce to them, especially something creative, which opens their eyes and they say, wait, I can be an actor or I can be a director. You know, it's just things that they never thought was possible before. And I think you would appreciate this as a creative yourself, but just imagine if you were deprived of using your skills and talents or your medium. And that, you know, if you didn't have this life, maybe you'd be a little depressed.
Yeah.
So just imagine for so many people that don't have that ability or even option or even just a thought. You know, everything starts out with an idea. So just to be able to implant an idea into an adolescent's head can really have an impact. I'm sorry, I feel like I repeat myself. I'm just, everything comes down to helping people, but you know, that's what it's all about.
Jeffrey Cobelli, everything comes down to helping people, and that's what it's all about. Agreed. Check out itisgoodforyou.com to get in touch with Jeffrey. Hi, it's Casey. Dates to save, April 30th, a Shine-On walk to the Buddhist temple in Kent. May 7th, a Shine-On expo at Mount Carmel Hall in Verplank. June 11th, a Shine-On retreat day at the Cold Spring Retreat House. Details at caseyradio.com. And you will see that all my events have a give-back component. It's just no fun when it's not win-win. You are all very kind to tune in today, whether you're doing it live on the radio or via internet podcast or from a website link. Welcome. Did you ever have a therapy session with a horse? I did. I heard EGALA, the Equine Assisted Growth and Learning Association, had practitioners who work with you and the animals to help you through almost any issue. At Topfield in Cold Spring, they work with victims of trauma, abuse, and dependency. John McEnroe is at the helm at Topfield, where they invite you to experience the benefits of therapeutic riding, especially where there are instances of addiction.
We just started a new, or we're getting ready to kick off an expanded relationship with St. Christopher's Inn in Garrison, where we'll be working with 18 to 30-year-old males with substance abuse issues, primarily opioid-related.
Okay, so how can working with horses help someone who has a drug addiction?
Okay, so they will continue with normal counseling, and we found that addicts have a tendency to lie by their nature. They've got, you know, they try to cover up their addiction. They try to cover up their use to their significant others or parents or children or whoever is in their world. Horses being prey animals are very sensitive to human emotions, and humans, of course, are predators, and they don't put up with that, you know. So an equine specialist watching the horse and a mental health specialist watching the addict can kind of tell when the addict's trying to lead them down a path other than the truth.
How can they tell?
As prey animals, they react to the emotions. So they, if you're coming in and you're angry, the horse is more likely to retreat away from you. Or if you're loud and violent, the horse is more likely to retreat away from you. As you become calm, as you become more truthful, you tend to be more calm. The horses then interact with the individual in a different manner. They tend to be more friendly,
right,
more curious. They're more likely to come over.
Right.
That sort of thing.
When you're in a recovery program and you're working with other people, like maybe through the 12 steps, those other people will call you on your BS.
Absolutely.
Right? So the addicts realize they can't fool the horse, and that must change something in them?
Yeah, kind of. So using the circle in an AA group as being sort of a model, yeah, the others in the group will call them out, but there may be some inhibitions that the horse or a dog might not have. In our case, we use the horses. The horse isn't going to be concerned about hurting the other guy's, you know, the other person's feelings.
Right, right.
You know?
Gotcha. All right, so you're working with St. Christopher's in Garrison, and that's brilliant. But can anyone else get involved in this? Because, you know, there's a lot of moms who listen to this show, and everybody knows a kid that's got an issue.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I don't have a lot of public programming yet.
Mm-hmm.
this program with St. Christopher's is an expansion from our work that we've done with the Veterans Administration and with the veterans that are at St. Christopher's, and that's directly as a result of funding that we were able to get.
Gotcha.
When we expand into the civilian population, in this case our pilot with St. Christopher's, we'll get additional information, additional expertise, and additional experience. And then hopefully down the road we'll either expand our own program at Topfield or we'll export our program to colleagues in other centers. But I think because this is not covered by insurance, we're going to have to advocate for coverage and we're going to have to expand as funding becomes available.
So we are talking to John McEnroe, who has Topfield in...
We are in Putnam County. We're in Cold Spring. We're in the town of Phillipstown. We're way up on the hill on 301.
Okay. So you're helping veterans. You're helping people who have been victims of assault. You're helping the physically disabled, right?
That's correct. We've got a couple of clients that are, one's been with us for just over a year. She's terribly arthritic, and she finds that the being astride a horse helps her to develop muscle memory and to become a little bit more flexible. We've got a young fella who just joined us that's paraplegic. He had an accident, and he's getting the sense of his brain and his upper body are getting the same sense as if he's actually walking. And so that's building new neural pathways, and he seems to be, it certainly is helping his mental attitude.
Brilliant. And everybody can come and see what's going on, because you're having a party on May 6th, right?
We are. We're celebrating along with the Kentucky Derby. We're doing a fundraiser on May 6th, Kentucky Derby theme, big hats, mint juleps, horse racing. We're really looking forward to it.
All right. And everybody is welcome to the Kentucky Derby party, and also to volunteer, right?
Absolutely. We are critically dependent on volunteers. If we have the two compromised riders that I talked about, we have three volunteers that work with them. One leads the horse, one on either side to ensure safety, in addition to our professional staff that supervise and run the lesson.
And if anybody has a few extra dollars hanging around, well, they can surely send those as well, right?
We'd love to see anybody who's interested in helping to support us. Look us up at topfieldequestriancenter.com. We are almost exclusively reliant on the kindness of strangers. Maybe a fifth of our budget is actually through earned revenue in fee-for-service. We're all in this together. You know, particularly with our PTSD clients, we've asked these people to volunteer to take on some of the challenges of society in our world, and they're bearing a lot of the pain that's experienced in combat, so the rest of us don't have to.
I am honored to spread the news. John, is there anything else our listeners need to know?
We'd love to invite them to come out and see us on May 6th for the Derby party and just enjoy our lovely space on top of the hill.
That's John McEnroe from TopfieldEquestrianCenter.com in Cold Spring. Go see the good work they're doing there. So, after meeting Christine and Jeffrey and John, are you inspired to volunteer or spread some joy? No? Not feeling it? Well, here's a life coach, Jennifer Zellup, who believes everyone can change and thrive and open up to the positive force in the universe that's just waiting to assist you. How?
Stop complaining. Remove complaining out of your life. You remove complaining, this whole world starts to open up to you. I mean, how many people have do you meet, Casey, where you'll be like, hey, how's your day going? And the list is five things that happened that went wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So if we turn that around, right, instead of listing those five things, let's say your day kicked off where your alarm, it didn't go off. The trust is, that's it. It didn't go off. There must be a reason. So now I'm just going to get up. I'm gonna say thank you because it kept me from something, or maybe I needed to be home. There have been many times where I slept in longer than I should, missed an appointment, but next thing you know, I get a phone call from the school that I have to go pick up my son.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, thank you.
Wow.
It arranged the day for me. We turn it around. We turn it around into, if somebody says to me, hey, you know, how's your day going today? It's going great. And what starts to happen as well is that becomes very natural for you. Like, it becomes very, after a few days of eliminating complaining, you then go to complain. You're like, oh, I do not like that. And then all of a sudden, that's it. You know, I kind of chuckle when, right, we read about these things where, okay, stand on your head and put up one arm and do this dance, and then all of a sudden, this will be eliminated from your life. This stuff is easy.
Right.
It's very easy to get the new result.
Right.
And that's what I say to people. Losing weight, because that's what drives a lot of us, is that it's not that part is hard. Once we make a few changes, the weight will come off, because it's about changing our behavior, our actions, our words. And just little changes go a long way.
That's Jennifer Zelop of Thrive and JenniferZelop.com. We'll talk to her more next week. I'm going to try to refrain from complaining until then. Your thought for the day from football coach Lou Holtz, who said, never tell your problems to anyone. 20% don't care, and the other 80% are glad you have them. See you next week.
You've been listening to Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show with Casey, an Ella's Leash production. The content of Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, is intended for general information purposes only. You can listen to previously broadcast shows online at caseyradio.com. Join Casey for another edition of Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, next Sunday morning from 100.7 WHUD.